Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
Time now for Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren. Still in my bedroom. Especially fitting for today's subject. Well, one of today's subjects.
No one's seen regulations like this since full-on communist Russia.
It is bizarre and hilarious sort of a way. So late Tuesday, there were two bits of news. One about new car sales and the other one about extending the range of clothing which we may buy. So you'll recall from 1st of May, we could buy very basic winter clothing, right? It didn't even have underwear in the list. So quite a few stores taped off the underwear and said, sorry, no underwear, which is, you know, beyond ridiculous. So I'm happy to report that the new regulation published late on Tuesday, the 12th of May, included all underwear for adults. I imagine for children as well, but we don't have to worry about not being able to buy underwear anymore. And then it expanded the list to include quite a lot of things that weren't mentioned on the 1st of May, including very specific types of shoes, all closed toes. In other words, you can forget if you want to buy sandals. Sorry, no sandals, no flip-flops. It's over for now, level 4. And then the one that had the Twitterati chirping late into the night was crop bottoms worn with boots and leggings. I'm quoting exactly from the regulations. Crop bottoms worn with boots and leggings. I did have to Google that. They're sort of three-quarter pants. Presumably, you can only buy them if you buy leggings to wear under them as well. I'm not sure, but that is quite surreal. And then you can buy short sleeve things as long as they're marketed and sold with wintry things. So you can wear short sleeve t-shirts and sort of vesty things, but as long as you wear them under. It's hard to actually talk about this without seriousness.
You can go through the list of what we are allowed to buy, what are the provisos, but I mean, everyone can go view that on the Gazette. I'm sure it's been shared all over the place. My question to you is, what is the thinking behind this? What is the rationale?
Well, it's not shared in the regulation, but going on what the thinking has been thus far, it's all about reducing your need or desire to rush into a shop and go shopping. So they don't want this to be shopping as usual, where you go and cheer yourself up and buy yourself or whatever. This is about functional wants, not needs. You're not going to be able to go and buy a cocktail number for the cocktail party that you aren't going to. You aren't going to be able to buy anything unless it's about keeping your body warm for winter that you need. So it's functional. That's, I think, what it is. And you can imagine with Twitter going mad from yesterday, I got a call from one of the DTI spokespeople who said, please understand, this wasn't Minister Patel coming up with these clothing items such as crop bottoms. This came from the retailers themselves, that list. The National Clothing Retail Federation, comprising reps of the Fashini Group, Mr. Price, Truworth, Woolworths, Pick and Pay Clothing and Queen's Park, they, in consultation with the government, they provided that list, which makes sense because if I had to Google crop bottoms, I'm pretty sure that Minister Patel really didn't know what those meant either. So it is a bizarre, but I mean, most of lockdown is necessarily because of what we're trying to achieve with lockdown. Yeah. Won't go into the politics of, you know, needing to get business started and all the rest. But the Retailers Federation pretty chuffed with the list because it means they can sell more. But yes, the whole idea of that list is about these are for keeping your body warm and not for just some normal shopping, because please remember we are in level 4 lockdown.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad you covered this as a topic, because I watched the argument on social media and I must admit that the sentiment was, you know, heavily swayed towards the absurdity of these regulations. Stop treating us like children who's coming up with these decisions. We're in communist, deepest, darkest communist USSR right now. But all evidence to the human behavior during lockdown is being that people will push the envelope as far as they can. So don't go swim, don't walk on the, don't be on the beaches, and then people will swim in the ocean saying, I'm not on the beach, I'm in the ocean. And then they'll say, you know, only exercise between this time and this time, and someone will get home at 9:15, they'll say, oh, well, I left the beach at this time. I would hate to be the voice of defending the government, but it would seem that in order to cover the masses, there has to be a little bit of pettiness here, because there are people who are going to try and push the envelope as far as they can.
Exactly. And I think this list, it undeniably makes for quite bizarre reading. There's no getting away from that. So it's the most wonderful fodder for the nation's comedians, Darren Moore. and you may wear a bodysuit, by the way. That also creates some mirth. But I think what it is essentially is the clothing retailers and government coming together to try and find a common path to extend the list of what we can buy to a point that still fits within the mandate of making us reduce our need and tendency or desire to want to rush to a shop and go shopping. So it's a bit beyond basic, but it's not, oh, yay, everything's back to normal. Let's go to the mall, kids, and have a look as entertainment because we can't do anything else. Let's make shopping our entertainment. And then the whole physical distancing thing goes out the window. So that's what it's about. But yes, as I keep saying, it is quite hard to not find it. You know, the government telling us exactly what clothes we can and can't buy in great detail. Yeah. It is uncharted territory. This has never happened before like this. And so it does take a little getting used to.
Another one of the asked questions is, how much longer is this going to be for? And I spoke to Professor Tulio de Oliveira, and he said to me that the model that people are using is that each level of lockdown will be about 3 weeks. So come tomorrow, Friday, it'll be one more week of level four, and then we'll go down to level three for 3 weeks. And then, so if that helps people with their diaries and everything, winter clothes are now available. You are able to get food for some of the restaurants, but we are very much under a lockdown that the world and the country is experiencing what cannot be described as anything else than a crisis. And we appreciate everyone's cooperation while on your crop top shop.
Crop bottoms, Darren, get it right. You are not going to be able to buy a crop top unless you wear it as underwear.
All right, Wendy. Now, you did promise to me last time I spoke to you about, you promised you would tell me about moving house. Say, hypothetically, yes. I need to move house.
Absolutely. There has been some movement, on that front.
So, we're in that situation where, one or two incomes are not coming in. I'm not able to pay my rent.
Sure.
I need to downscale.
One or 2,000.
I need to move back in with my parents, or I need to make an arrangement with other friends to live more communal living. There is going to be some movement between properties that's going to happen, or moving out of property and all of that that's going to happen as a result of this global pandemic that's going to be with us for quite some time. Where do we stand right now with moving? I know we were allowed to maybe move until the 7th of June.
Yes. So that was a concession that was announced since we spoke about this issue last week. So a new government gazette regulation around that was published, I think it was Thursday, saying that you can move house until June the 7th, which would have come as a understandably as a massive relief for those who've been financially compromised, as you say, by the ban on relocating during lockdown. But the wording of that regulation is too restrictive. According to the removals company, Easy Move, which actually made that condition happen because they lodged an urgent interdict within the High Court Pretoria to say, you know, that removals must be, relocation must be allowed immediately because of all the hardships that it's causing, right? So this regulation that came out says, yes, you can do this move until June 7th. But what it said was you need to obtain a permit. The whole thing is printed out in the Government Gazette in order to travel across provincial, metro, or district boundaries. And you need to take that to the police station and get it pulled out. But you also need to have in your possession the lease agreement indicating the date of expiry of your old lease and the start of your new lease. If you're moving into a house that you've bought, you have to have your transfer document and the reason for location, right? But that leaves out a whole lot of informal moves that need to happen that we discussed last week. So I've been contacted by so many people who can't afford the rent anymore. They've lost some or all of their income. They want to move in with their parents. There's no lease agreement there, right? They need to move out of their flat and in with their parents. So they can't show a police at a roadblock. They can't show a new lease agreement. Or parents moving in with their adult children because they've lost their income. Or we spoke off air about a lot of people in the arts choosing to live communally. So you're now moving in with two friends who live in a home and now you're going into the third bedroom, that kind of thing. All those informal arrangements are not covered by the regulation. So EasyMove said, as far as they're concerned, that's what the government officials agreed could be catered for, that everyone who needed to move could move, but you just needed to get some sort of proof. So a letter from your parents or an affidavit, even better, just some proof of where you're coming from and where you're moving to and the fact that this is a genuine relocation on your part. So they're going back. It was supposed to be yesterday that court interdict, that legal action was supposed to go ahead, but it's been postponed until tomorrow, Friday. So it remains to be seen what comes out of that. But if you don't fall into that formal category of having transfer documents to the house that you want to move into, or a lease agreement for the new place that you want to move into, don't despair. I'm sure that will be resolved in the next couple of days.
The obvious thing I see here is that if you don't have proof, you know, anyone could just be saying to the SANDF or Metro or police that stop you, I'm moving into someone's house. You need to be able to prove that because of the hundreds and thousands of chance takers out there. I get it. It's not an ideal situation. And hopefully, I suppose what they're expecting us to do is to have open conversations with our banks to give us, you know, payment holidays or extensions or that kind of stuff as a resort to actually having to move out of the house. I think, you know, you need to be able to prove there's a reason for your movement, because that's what we're trying to limit. That's the reason for the lockdown. And it needs to have teeth, and it needs to make sure that that people aren't taking a chance.
Well, exactly. But I think what has been created by the lockdown situation is that you're going to have more people in need of moving in the next few weeks, because we've got people who weren't able to move on the 1st of April and the 1st of May, because lockdown was from the 27th, right, the 27th of March. So people have been stuck for such a long time, building up debt. I mean, if they'd given notice to move and they couldn't, they're now responsible for the rent of the place that they had already established they couldn't afford. So there are a lot of people who genuinely have to move. Payment holidays are one thing, but they come with costs. They come with lots of interest, and it's creating this debt headache down the line. So I think the most sensible thing for everybody is just to be able to move legitimately, a legitimate move as soon as you can. Moving, the government, transport ministry very strongly hinted that moving will be allowed in level 3. And as you've said, according to your intel, level 3 is imminent. So hopefully by June 1, all this will be moot, because all sorts of moving will be allowed and you won't have to, well, maybe you will. Maybe you will still have to have affidavits and proof and whatever. But I think suffice to say, if you have been stuck in a place and you desperately need to move, there is very strong relief now that is being offered, both with this relaxation and with level 3 hopefully approaching soon.
Good to know. Wendy Nola, thank you once again. And I'll ask you again, how's that inbox of yours looking? Any worse or less than the beginning of lockdown?
I think not hugely so, but definitely not better. Slightly worse, I think. it's a combination of people desperately needing refunds for cancelled holidays and weddings, that sort of thing, and not getting them when they should, and then just the lack of income and all the drama it's causing with, you know, financially, cars, homes, and all the rest of it. Banks not responding quickly enough for help. It's just one big, I know the word I would use if I was off air, but it's one very big mess, shall we say, at this point. Okay. Yeah, sorry to say, and I think it's my answer to your question is going to be along those lines for many months to come.
Do you have any regular copy and paste responses to the most asked questions that'll help people? I know a lot of people are reaching out to you. They can't get answers elsewhere.
A few, but, you know, and I think this is the problem that the service providers have as well. Every case is slightly different. So there's a limit to the amount of cutting and pasting you can do. Well, so I can certainly speak for myself. Mm. So, I've started doing a lot of dictating to my phone and getting that. It's a little bit faster than the fingers. So I'm finding ways of doing it. But always, I have to say to those listeners who I haven't responded to, I just can't get to every case. I do my best, but I'm just one person working from home, and it's a challenge, but I'm doing the best I can.
Okay. Well, I'll speak to, I have a couple of contacts at Chateau Gatto. I'll see if we can send you a cake, then I'll deliver, just to say thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you, Darren. It's my pleasure. Really, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to to at least help, even if it's just with advice, people who are battling through so much at this time. So, that's the story.
Well, there you go. Same story as before. If you need to get a hold of Wendy, the best place is her Facebook. There is a mail option there. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. There's a K in Nola, as I remember from 9 years ago when I started with Wendy and I introduced her as Wendy Nola. It's Wendy Nola Consumer.
I've forgotten that.
Yeah. Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook, and there is a mail option. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren. Thank you, Darren.